turn now into the second interview of the show. RX Radio has a partnership with the Artscape Theatre Centre, which is the main performing centre in Cape Town that opened in 1971. This partnership is to promote events that are youth production focused at the Artscape. Joining us now in studio, we have the senior manager, Simone Heredin, who is the communications and brand manager for the Artscape. She's here to tell us more about the upcoming Youth Jazz Festival auditions. So welcome to the show, Simone. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I must just do a correction. It's not Artscape that's 51, it's the building that's 51. Artscape didn't open in 1971. It was the former KPAB, and it was called the Nico Milan Theatre. Artscape only came into existence in 1999.
Thank you so much for that, Simone. So for our listeners that missed your last interview on RX Radio, can you please explain what your role as the communications and brand manager for the Artscape is?
I think it's self-explanatory. I do communications and brand management.
So the Artscape has an audition call out for the upcoming Youth Jazz Festival, but before we speak about the audition process, can you tell us more about the Youth Jazz Festival?
The Youth Jazz Festival has been running for about 14, 15 years now, and it is focused on, obviously, the youth. They don't have to have, for the Youth Jazz Festival, they don't have to have formal training, even if they just have a musical ear. They need to go through auditions, and the auditions are managed by additional jazz professors, for example, from UCT, that we get to do that for us. And they obviously need to have a love for jazz or music or in that sense. And they then get a two-week course or two-week induction course that they go through. They are selected, obviously, as to who the best of... And it's not specifically just the best musician. It's also to do with whether they have the acumen for it. And then in that sense, they will participate to the youth classical music as such.
It sounds so interesting. So how can the youth that are interested submit their entries for the festival?
As I've just mentioned, they can go onto our website, which is www.artscape.co.za, and they need to go through the audition process. The email address to send the audition clips to is tobrinm@artscape.co.za. But it's best to go either onto our Artscape website or onto our Facebook pages and Twitter and Instagram, which they can get the information there. Audition. If they go through to the audition phases and they are selected, they will go through the workshop phase and eventually they will be performing on stage in the Youth Jazz Festival.
So Simone, what would you say is the perfect audition that the Artscape is looking for?
I don't think there's a perfect audition when it comes to arts and when it comes to music. Everyone has their own specific talent. There's a saying about beauty that says beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and it's very similar to music as well. We don't all love the same music tastes and we don't all love the same music rhythms. So it totally, absolutely depends on the person's acumen as to whether they can perform as a jazz musician. We also have the Youth Classical Festival, which is coming up later in the year, but for the Youth Classical Festival, they have to have formal music training.
So I think that's honestly a perfect answer, because there is no perfect audition. There
Absolutely.
Isn't anything perfect in the arts. So how long is the waiting period after every entry submission that has been made?
It depends on the audition, and they normally are informed within about a week.
Our theme for today's broadcast is working to be free. What would you want the Artscape to be free from in the future?
That's a loaded question, eh? Mm-hmm. I just mentioned the fact that the building opened in 1971 when it was still called the Nico Milan and managed by the Cape Performing Arts Board. And at that stage, at least for the first 2 years, it was exclusively for a certain race, which is the white population. And after that, persons of color and black people were allowed in under the permit system. In fact, for the first year, blacks and persons of color could only come on a Tuesday and Thursday nights. And then only in latter years, in the very late 70s, early 80s, could they then come on all nights itself. And the very first opening dramas was the one of Adam Small, Kana Haiko Haistu. And Adam Small wasn't even allowed into the theatre because he was a person of colour. And the people on stage had to do blackface because they didn't allow black and coloured persons on stage in 1971. So Artscape has gone, obviously, through the transformation process, adopted the values of democracy in the Constitution, and I think what we never would want to see at Artscape is discrimination in any form, shape, or size, whether it's in the sense of disability, LGBTI, etc. That is what we would like to maintain.
So Simone, how can people support events that is happening at the Artscape?
Buy a ticket. That's what I always say. Buy a ticket. You know, the artists have suffered exceptionally, especially in the last few years of lockdown, 2 years of lockdown, where their activities and their income were very, very curtailed. So yeah, buy a ticket, support the art forms, not just at Artscape, but go to all arts venues, even if it's your little backyard or the community center that where artists are performing. And in artists also feed off the public. So yeah, support the arts in all the forms that you can.
Why do you think it is important that people support youth that want to be part of the arts?
Not just for the arts, but we need to invest in the youth, because the youth is our market, our future market. So that is what the investment is all about, because we would want to see a growing market. And we don't have, at the moment in South Africa for the past few years, we don't have specific arts instructions and especially music education in schools. There are schools that have, that do host extramural classes, and there's the one or two schools like Beau Soleil, etc., that does offer musicality, and the Waterfront Theatre School that does offer arts and culture and drama as subjects, but not in schools as such. So we would like parents also to invest in the education of their children if they see that they do have a talent and the ability, not to stifle it. There's also not just performing on the stage as a career. There's also careers in stage management, in production, in design, in makeup, in hair, in lighting, and in sound as well.
So Simone, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Come and support Artscape. Come and support the artists. You know, invest in the youth. And it's always been a great to be interviewed on the radio station, RX Radio.
Well, Simone, thank you so much for joining me in studio. I genuinely enjoyed that interview.